One of Egypt's most popular young singers, Hakim, known to his fans as the Lion of Egypt, is on a U.S. tour to promote his new live CD. Hakim recorded the CD in New York City early last year, when he could hardly have foreseen the changes that would take place there. But reviewer Banning Air says that The Lion Roars, live in America, might be just the thing that both Egyptian and American audiences need right now.
In recent months, journalists and strategists have been gauging the mood of the so-called Arab street. Well, Hakim's genre of music, Shabi, is literally the music of the street, the rhythms, expressions, concerns, and dramas of ordinary people. We're not talking high poetry or deep philosophy here. The important thing about Shabi is you have to be real. And to touch the kind of audience Hakim now commands throughout the Arabic-speaking world, you also need a tight, punchy band and a powerful singing voice, all of which Hakim has in spades. The Lion Roars is a terrific live recording. It delivers the excitement and spontaneity of a show with the crisp polish of high-end studio work. There are two CDs in the package, room enough for most of a concert Hakim recorded in Brooklyn about a year ago, and also an intriguing 10-minute video clip of him live in Egypt. The Brooklyn show was part of Hakim's first U.S. tour, and it took place for a mostly North African and Middle Eastern audience in a vaudeville-era theater hired out for the occasion. Hakim's reputation clearly preceded him with this crowd. The Shabi music Hakim grew up on was more acoustic and folksy than this, a blend of indigenous North African rhythms and Arabic traditional music. Most of the music here is pedal to the metal, dance pop, but now and then, beautiful strains of Arabic classical music emerge. One naturally wonders how Hakim's Cairo fans are taking to his Live in New York set during these tense times. This performance comes across as such an exuberant, unrestrained embrace of America. As it happens, on September 11th, Hakim was just about to begin a tour of the United States with Algerian Rai singer Khaled. They canceled, in part because high-spirited dance tunes like this one, which translates "Between You and Me," seemed inappropriate. It's worth noting that Islamic fundamentalists have no more use for the frankness and levity of Shabi and Rai music than they do for the supposed decadence of Western culture. Not long ago, Rai singers were being murdered by Islamic extremists in Algeria. So maybe we've got more in common with these musicians than you might guess on a first listen. This February, Hakim and Khaled are coming to the U.S. to complete their postponed fall tour. And hats off to them. If they get the warm reception they deserve, it will send a hopeful message, not only to the Arab street, but to the American one.
Reviewer Banning Air is the editor of Afropop.org.